They toss it to the far side. Oh. Edelman looking to throw. Deep ball. Edelman wide open. Caught. Amendola into the bag of tricks. Touchdown. 51 yards. This crowd is going wild.
Joining us right now on Middays with MFB, a guy who apparently was concussed so badly he thinks he's a quarterback again, and thank goodness for that. It's Julian Edelman, wide receiver slash QB.
Slash, he's the new slash.
For the New England Patriots. We spent a lot of time during the commercial break sort of rehashing that play. All right, take us through it. How long have you been working on it? Did you see the defense and think to yourself, this one's going for six the minute you let it go out of your hands?
We've been working on it for a while. We've had it in the bag for probably half the season, and we never got the situation or the coverage that we needed it to get it called. So we were getting it all throughout the game with
who play?
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Wow.
On to Indy.
We're on to Indy.
Is that fog still gone?
We're on to Indy. So we're going to go, we got the coverage, and, you know, they called the play, and thankfully I was lucky enough to complete that.
Now, when you say it's in the bag, are you saving it for a specific opponent, a specific look, or a time in the game where you need a momentum swing and a quick score to get back in it?
We're saving it for whenever Coach McDaniels calls it, so you're going to have to ask him on that. But thankfully we got that play in.
Now, when you say the half of the season you had it in the bag, a lot of people have been looking for this play for what, 6 years? I mean, like the minute you were drafted, they said at some point Julian Edelman was going to throw a pass.
Not he was going to be playing defense.
Right. I thought you threw a pass before you played corner. But I mean, it wasn't even like brought up 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago.
It may have been, but. You know, you got to see me throw the ball now. It's pretty atrocious.
Well, when you guys get your playbooks for the week, you know, you get the smaller playbook, and they have like, you know, they break it down from first and second down, runs, pass plays, blitz pickups, red zone, fringe plays. Do you guys in the specials category? Was that always been in the specials category? Was it a week to week thing where look, the double pass is in the specials category. You know, this could happen this week.
It was more of we would throw it out there every once in a while in practice, and if we executed it properly or if we got the look or if that defense did that, we were going to use it. So, you know, we've had it for a little bit, and, the coaches dialed it up.
Were you like, oh, I got to take my glove off? I mean, you didn't want to give that away. Obviously, when you were throwing it, do you practice throwing it with your glove on?
Yeah, practice throwing with the glove. Well, when they called it, I mean, it happened so fast. We had a big play right before it because we were right into the fringe, right? So they called it, and I was like, oh, we're going to get it, I guess. And
man, you threw it perfectly, man. You led him perfectly. Yeah, didn't have to break stride.
I mean, do you throw, like, do you warm up, like, pregame? Because, I mean, you know, it's cold out there, and you see, you know, Brady getting loose and all quarterbacks getting loose, and here you are, it's cold. And, I mean, almost when it was over, like, so many things could have gone wrong, right? Brady to you. You kind of get too caught up ahead of yourself. You don't throw the pass. You do a perfect pass.
There's been so many other receivers that have thrown a ball like that too.
The last postseason touchdown by a receiver.
It was
Antoine Randle-L.
There we go.
How much do you
Super
throw
Bowl.
The ball?
Yeah, that was
games.
A long time ago. So
and who do you throw it to? Hines.
Hines Ward.
You just play quarterback. Yeah.
You, every time you catch a ball, you're throwing it. So, I mean, you're playing the game in your head right there, throwing it back. And I was a quarterback, so you know you're trying to hit him in the head. You're trying to get the right mechanic here and there. But I mean,
you jump in with Tom on the sideline, say, I'll catch this and throw it back to him, just to kind of get my arm loose as well.
No, it's more of just trying to get an eye on the ball to catch it. But I mean, that was just a play that happened, and thankfully it happened, but. We got to move on. We're going to the Indy now.
Julian,
Indy.
Me up they're coming to us.
Kings. Yeah, they're coming to us.
That play hooked me up in DraftKings. I'll tell you that right now. It's nice.
Julian Edelman is brought to us by Minuteman Health, Firehouse Subs, and Kaplansky Insurance. On the topic of catching them off guard, obviously you did that with the ineligible reporting with Shane Vereen and so forth. Did you notice a distinct tone and momentum with that? It seemed to catch them off guard on that drive, but then carry over. They went 3 and out. They had the pick. You guys capitalized in between. Was your play that seemed to really start the ball rolling in your direction even before the touchdown pass that you threw?
Yeah. I mean, our coaches came up with a good scheme, and we were able to execute it, you know, nicely. So I think our last five drives, we got in the red zone three times, scored, and got some points or something. Their last five, they punted twice to an interception or two interceptions mm-hmm. and scored once or something. So, I mean, that was the difference in the game, was the red area and those last five possessions. I mean, they played a killer game before that, and, you know, they made plays when they had to before that, but it came down to making plays in the right situations, and we were able to do that this game.
You know, what I thought was a big difference was obviously the running game was not working. Stork goes down, Klein has to come in. It seemed to me like it was old school Patriot offense where you spread them out. There's no number one wide receiver because who man ends up catching four passes? I mean, everybody gets involved, right? And Tom just basically sits back there and says, okay, who's the easiest throw? Where's the easiest throw? On the sideline, halftime adjustment, whatever you want to call it, sideline adjustment, was it like, listen, guys, we're going to spread them out and we're going to dink and dunk them to death and you need to make sure you get yards after the catch? Because that's what it felt like.
No, it was more of, you know, just go out and play each play on that play. Don't go out and try to win the game. Take what the defense gives you. And that's kind of what we did. You know, our coaches, like I said, put us in the right situation, the right play call. We made the adjustments at halftime. And fortunately enough, we were able to overcome two 14-point deficits. But I tell you right now, if we do that in this next game, yeah, that's going to catch up to us. So,
well, what was it like when you guys went into halftime? Because it's you guys get the ball back at the 2 minute warning with all your timeouts left, and you get nothing out of it. And then they get the ball back and they march down and then they score. Now you go into halftime, and I'm assuming it's like, oh, you just take one right in the gut. Then you come back three and out, then they get the ball and they go back down again and score. So, take me through just. Because I'm writing notes, and I'm sitting there going, okay, don't panic, don't panic. I wrote don't panic at least 10 times.
His own notes, you know? To himself.
Yes, to watching. Himself as I'm watching.
Christian basically keeps an emotional diary while he watches the game.
For you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. No. I have some other personal notes that I want to give you when you leave.
We'll keep that off the air, right? No, you know, we obviously situationally played that a last situation before the half. The worst we possibly could have by you know, turning the ball over, not getting any points. Because if we would have got, you know, 3 points, and then we had the ball coming out of half, you know, you get another 3 points or you get 7 points, that's a 10-point swing. You're feeling good after that. We did absolutely everything wrong. We turned it over. They went and scored. Then they came out. We three and outed, and they scored again. So we dug ourselves in a hole. But, you know, I tell you, our team was resilient enough and had the mental toughness enough to go out and make plays and just continue playing and trust each other. And we knew it was going to be a dogfight. That's how it always goes with those guys. And, you know, thankfully we got out on top.
I want to know how you recovered that fumble, because there was like three or four Ravens around you, and I didn't think there was a chance in hell you were going to come out of that.
Yeah, that was and I got to work on that ball security. But, you know, I was fortunate enough to come up with that ball. He got me from behind or something, and, you know, we were coached that they were a ball-stripping team, so, you know, I should have probably kept that ball a little closer, but he knocked it out, and there were a couple guys right there, and I kind of saw it behind me, and, you know, thankfully I was able to get it.
What was it like underneath there? Was it a lot of, I mean, did you have it the
Anybody
whole time?
Anybody pinching you?
Yeah, I mean, it's he's
grabbing you in the privates.
It's a dogfight down there. And
But you had it the whole time?
We had it the whole time.
Lastly, Julian, like the website says, on to Indy. So did you watch the game yesterday afternoon? And if so, did the Colts do anything that jumped off the TV at you that was vastly different than what you saw the first time you guys played against each other?
I watched some of it, and, you know, it looked like the Colts. They went out there and they played sound defense. They did what they did. They got an explosive offense. They got Andrew Luck, who is a heck of a quarterback. They got the D-line that was getting after the quarterback, making sack fumbles on Peyton, and they had DBs that knew where they had to be. So, you know, it's I got to go into depth with the studying, and we'll do that here today. But it's definitely going to be a battle, and you know they're going to bring their A game.
The headline of the Baltimore Sun on Sunday, it was a big picture of Joe Flacco and a small little tiny photo of Tom, and it said, the new master. And it came out in the morning, and they talked about, Saturday morning. And I think Rodney even, they even had it in the pregame, and he said, if I was a teammate, I would put that in Tom's locker. Was he aware? Did anybody, well, just not just that article, but the talk of the week of this is the last team that they want to face. This team has come in, Harbaugh, Flacco. How much of that was going on during the week?
We ignore that stuff, seriously.
Because we've always heard it used as motivating during the week in years past.
You know, there's some guys here and there, but, you know, I can speak for myself where, you know, you ignore that stuff, and that's what the media is here for. They're here to hype the game up and you know, get the ratings going and getting a story here or there. And, you know, we're thankful for those guys, but, you know, we kind of just worry about what we have to do, and that's, you know, prepare for a tough team, and that was Baltimore last week, and now it's going to be another story this week with Indy, and, you know, now we got to just worry about Indianapolis. We're not playing against the tabloids. I'm not playing against Andrew Luck. I got to worry about what the defense is going to do, and, you know, the punter and McAfee and all those guys, and that's literally how we do it here. So it's pretty nuts.
Okay, so you got the T-shirts made already of the pass. Just so you know, extra small for the little guy right there.
Thank you.
Okay,
we'll get him the
XL for the fat
kids.
Guy over
XL,
here.
And I'm a double X tall.
Double X tall.
Okay. Go for youth medium, maybe.
Those things got to go quick.
Oh, yeah, how quickly? I mean, is that on your website? I mean, are you selling those?
You know, I got a team out there that gets stuff done quick with Asaf and Allen and those guys and Super Digital. So it was cool to see that. They do stuff sometimes with without even my
authorization.
My okay. So I have to go up there. And I'm like, all right, Asaf, let's go. What do we do? But it was a cool T-shirt, I guess. And we'll see how that goes.
Okay, extra small.
We'll go youth small.
Youth small.
Baby Gap.
Baby Gap.
I like that. Baby Gap. Sure.
And also the beard. Are we keeping it for the whole?
Hey, you're not
duration?
A hockey player. You know that, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's cold out there. It was what? 2 degrees, yeah. So it's got to keep the baby face kind of warm.
Okay.
So if you win on Sunday, I'll shave before Arizona?
Let's just worry about Sunday.
Yeah. By the way, continue the action through the catch from this point going forward, right? The continuing action of the catch, I'm sure they're going to be keeping an eye on that because of Dez Bryant on Sunday.
Oh, so, yeah.
Like, carry the ball back to the huddle with you, all right?
Yeah, I mean.
Don't even flip it to the ref, just so they know.
Like, what was it? What was that movie? The program where the guy had to carry
right.
around class?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do
he also
that.
Kept his report card in his helmet.
Did he?
I mean, that's got to be tough to watch, being a receiver. It's a rule, but it's a crap rule.
You know, it's tough. Certainly you can look at it both ways where it looked like a catch. And, you know, Dez went up there and showed his power and strength to come down with that ball. But unfortunately, the rule is that. So, you know, maybe next time it doesn't go that way. I don't know.
Because Amendola kind of had a similar situation with his catch.
Yeah.
They initially, it looked like they ruled it a catch. You guys are trying to hurry up and snap the ball. They reviewed it, and then they challenged it, and they, you know, overruled it.
Yeah. You know, and that's, you know, probably 10, 15 years ago that was a catch. It's technology and all the cameras
TV,
and everything.
Bring it on high def.
It's showing everything, so you know that's it's a blessing and a curse, I guess, you know. So you got to play with the rules, and it's terrible to see a team go down like that with how Dallas did. But you know, that's those guys. I'm more worried about Indianapolis.
Yeah, I hear you.
Thanks, Julian. Appreciate it. Best of
all
luck
right,
against
guys.
Indy. Okay, that's Julian Edelman.